This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
En God sê vir ons vanoggend, elkeen van ons, hy dans van vreugde oor ons. Hy sing van vreugde oor ons. Hy is lief vir ons en ons moet ons salvation, moet ons kosbaar vashou, want dit is die grootste geskenk wat God ons gegee het. Amen.
Father, thank you that we can come today in your presence. Not to a dead statue, or to a tradition or a doctrine, but to the living God. Father, we pray as we humble ourselves before you in faith because of your love for us, that you will speak to us through your word. Lord, we pray that you may prepare our hearts, that we may receive with joy that which you give us, and that we may live it until we see you face to face. In Jesus' name. Always encouraging to hear the words that are given for us as individuals, but also just in confirmation of the word that God continues to give. The children needs to go to children's church. So if there's still children here, please go that way. I don't know where there's the lion at the back. There we go, King Judah. Please follow the lion. This morning, I'm not going to share. Are we alive? This morning, I'm not going to share on lions. I'm going to share on overcoming giants. We all face giants in this life. Yes, I'm speaking of figurative giants, but I'm sure you can relate to this. Challenges that withhold us from the promises of God, the purpose of God in our lives. And so here we see, you know, like the Israelites standing at the Jordan River, looking into the promised land, they faced rumors and the reality of giants. And those giants caused fear in their hearts that prevented them from entering God's purpose for their lives. The giants in our lives are challenges like the fear of man. For some of us, it's those fears of rejection and the fear of what man may do and what man may think of us that keeps us from the purposes of God in our lives. It's the weaknesses in ourselves. It is the sin, the unbelief, the tribulation. There are so many things that we face in our lives like giants that keeps us from entering the purpose that God has for us. Things holding us back from our full potential. Things keeping us from living out God's full purpose of our lives. And our willingness to deal with these giants, will determine where we stay. Some of the Israelites were not willing to face the giants and they remained in the desert. And then there were others that were willing to face the giants and they lived in the promised land. Some Israelites did not want to deal with the giants and the challenges, so they remained in the desert. And here again, I want to read this scripture that was mentioned earlier in John 16, verse 33. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." It's a powerful verse. As soon as they get that, are you struggling at the back? It seems they are. We heard this earlier. The reality is, in life there is tribulation. In life there is challenges. But God says, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And I want us just to focus on this aspect. Someone else shared about David facing Goliath, the giant. There's something about God in His character, but also in His purpose, His desire for us is to overcome. This Greek word overcome literally means to conquer, to overcome, to prevail, to get the victory. Jesus came into the world to overcome sin, death, and the devil. The whole purpose of Christ coming into the world was to overcome. So Jesus says, in this life you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have come into the world to overcome your giants, your challenges, the things that withhold you from the purpose of God in your life. I have overcome them for you. I have come to overcome sin, to overcome death, and to overcome the devil himself. But God did not just come into the world to overcome. He came into the world to give birth to children that will overcome. That's God's purpose, that His image and likeness will continue on the earth as He lives through us. In Revelations 21 verse 6 to 8, we read the following, and He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give the fountain of the water freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, the overwhelming thought here is that Jesus is not just the beginning and the end, but He has overcome. And whoever overcomes will be His son, and He will be their God. God does not want us to be cowards. God wants us to have faith and overcome our giants. And this is an amazing thing, that when you realize God's desire for us is to overcome, and when we face our giants, because of our faith in Him and His victory, He gives us the victory, because He's the one that has already overcome. If we are willing to face the giants in our lives, He will give us the victory. In Numbers 14, we read, As the spies gave the bad report to the people of God, that these giants are too big, these challenges are too great, and you cannot enter, you cannot take hold of the purpose of God. We read here, and as they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is now Caleb's response, Joshua and Caleb's response to the bad reports, to the lies that it is not possible to overcome. They said, the land we have passed through to spy out is exceedingly good. If the Lord delights in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us. A land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord. Do not fear the people of the land, for they are your bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. And so they were encouraging the people by the reality that God is with us. God is able to overcome these challenges on our behalf through us. So do not be afraid. It's like David facing Goliath. We heard it just earlier. There was the fear in the people of God, but David was willing to face the giant. Where the others were afraid, he was willing to face them. And why was the shepherd boy willing to face the giant? Because he had faith in God. It's the most well-known story in the Bible, the shepherd boy overcoming the giant. And the reason he faced the giant, while everyone else was afraid, when everybody else thought it was impossible, David, the young boy, believed that God is able to overcome this giant. And so we read here in 1 Samuel 17, and then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with the sword, with the spear, and with the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." David was willing to face his giant because he believed that God is able through him to overcome no matter what he faces. David had faith in God. He was not a skilled soldier. He was not. He could not even carry the armor of Saul. He didn't have the ability to approach this challenge with human wisdom and human ability and human strategy. But he was able to put his faith in God to overcome. And God killed that giant through David. You know, the challenging thing is God could have used any man to kill Goliath. Any of the soldiers of the camp of Israel, if they only had faith in God and was willing to face the giant, God could have killed Goliath through any man. But there was one boy who had faith because he was not afraid of the lies and the challenges before him. 1 John 2 verse 14 says, "I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the wicked one." I'll read that again. "I've written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." How is this possible? How is this possible? Because 1 John 4 verse 4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." And it's so interesting, he speaks to young men and little children. It's also interesting to note, he says, "You have overcome them." Past tense. "Because my word abides in you, and I am in you. And I am greater than all the challenges and the giants that you face." God is greater than the giants that we are facing, that you are facing. Whether it's the fear of man, the fear of rejection, the fear of persecution, the fear of failure, the fear of lack, the secret sins in your life, or your addiction, whatever giant you are facing in your life that prevents you from the full potential and purpose that God has for your life, no matter what giant you are facing, God is able to overcome it. As a matter of fact, he has already overcome all the giants, and he will enable you to do the same because he lives in you. Because he lives in you, there is no challenge that you cannot overcome. God is greater than your giants, and he has already overcome your giants. As a matter of fact, he has already given you the victory. You just need to be like David. You just need to believe and stand in that place. You need to pitch for the battle. You need to pitch for the battle. God has already given you the victory over every giant that you are facing in your life. You just need to show up for the fight. You need to believe that God is greater than the challenge that you are facing, that he has already achieved the victory on your behalf, and that he lives in you, and through you, he will overcome every giant in your life. But you need to show up for that battle. You need to face that giant. You need to pick up the stone. And then you need to give it your best shot, and God will do the rest. God will do the rest. But you have to believe and fight the fight. Do not run away. Do not be a coward when you face the giants. That's the difference between the shepherd boy and the armies of Israel. They were afraid, but David was not afraid. Because 1 John 5 verse 4 says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. This is such a powerful verse that has carried me so far. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Everything in the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of men, the sin, the challenges, the threats, the fear, whatever it is, whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Do not believe the lies of the devil that wants to discourage you, like the spies coming back from the promised land. Do not believe the lies of the devil that wants to discourage you, to turn your back, to run away, and to hide. Because the challenges seem too great, too strong, too big. Numbers 13 verse 30, when the report of the spies to discourage the people resonated in the hearts of the nation, Caleb stood up, quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Are you willing to face your giant? Are you willing to face your giant? How do we overcome our giants? Well, we read in 1 John 5 verse 4, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes our world. The world, it is our faith. The first thing that you need to overcome your giant in your life, no matter what it is to have faith. To have faith in God, faith in His victory, faith in His word, and faith that it is true. You need faith. And secondly, 1 John 4 verse 4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who's in the world. The second reason we overcome, and how we overcome, is with the realization that Christ is in us. And no matter what giant you face, no matter what sin or challenge, God has already overcome that in and through Jesus. And you know the stones that you're going to use to kill this giant? Whatever giant you're facing in your life, you know the stone you're going to use? It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. 1 John 2 verse 14 we read, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Paul writes to the young men, because they are strong, and the Word of God abides in them, and they have overcome the wicked one. Again, it's so powerful. It's past tense. You know, these giants that you face, and you're going to overcome this giant because God is in you, and therefore you are stronger than this giant, and because of the Word of God that abides in you that you will use against this giant will die. Past tense. You will kill this giant. You will overcome this giant, and you will have a testimony. You will have a testimony. You know what? In my life, I had to face many giants. And God is going to enable you to kill Goliath. It's not going to be an ongoing battle. You're going to finish him. Oh yes, there will be more battles in your life. There will be more giants to face, but they will be different giants. Once you kill it, it's over. That's why it says, past tense, you have overcome the wicked one. It's not you are overcoming him. You have overcome him. That's why I'm writing to you. Because I know that you are strong and the word of God is in you and you have already overcome him. When you kill a giant, it's over. You know what David did with Goliath? When the stone hit him in the head and he fell down, you know what he did? He took the sword and he took off the head. The giant never stood up again. You hold the head. I've got heads on my wall. Depression. I had to fight that giant and I killed it because God is greater in me than this giant that I faced. It doesn't come back. Oh, I had to overcome pornography as a young man. Oh, that was a big giant, but God killed it. It's not coming back again. Oh, I had to overcome the fear of rejection, but you know what? That giant just fell like all the others before him. Because God is greater in me than this giant that I'm facing. And his word abides in me. And I am not afraid to face these giants. Give it my best shot and see how God kills each and every one of them. You can overcome this giant. Whatever giant you are facing that prevents you from living the full potential and purpose that God is in your life, whatever makes you hesitant and afraid, and I don't know the giants that you are facing, but I know the one who kills them. It's God in you. You must just believe. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. So you have to face the giant, pitch for the battle, pick up the stone, and give it your best shot, and God will do the rest. But the question is, are you willing to face them? You're not going to be in the desert anymore. That's the difference between those who did not want to fight, who did not believe they could overcome, and those who believed they can. It's the difference between living in the desert and living in the promised land. Those who lived in the promised land had to face the giants. But because they were willing, God enabled them like David to overcome each and every one. God wants the same for your life. He wants you to overcome because he has already done it for you. You just need to pitch for the battle. Look the giant in the eye and give him the word of God. I want to end up with these two scriptures again. Numbers 13 verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said to them, "Let us go up at once. Let us not wait any longer. And take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." 1 John 4 verse 4. "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Amen. Let us pray. Father, I want to thank you that you have come to give us life. God, you've come to give us life and life more abundantly. God, you've come to set us free from the power of sin and death and the world. And you have given us your Spirit, the same Spirit that raised yourself from the dead, now lives within us, that we too can live for God as you do. Thank you, God, that you've given us everything that we need for life and godliness. You have given us everything that we need for life and godliness. And Lord, when we face these challenges, these giants in our lives, Lord, I pray that we will not be cowardly, but that we will not believe the lies of the enemy and the bad reports that says we are not able and it's impossible, but that we will have faith in you like David. We will pick up the stone and we'll face these giants and we'll take them down one by one. And you will receive all the glory as you work and live through us to see every challenge in our lives overcome. God, I want to pray, Lord, for those here today that are facing giants. Maybe it is a bad report. Maybe you've been fighting in your own strength. Or maybe you've been hiding. Maybe you're believing the lies that you cannot overcome it. I believe God is encouraging you today to pick up a stone. These stones, there were more than five of them today. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. Our faith. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, you have overcome the wicked one. Oh God, I thank you that you say that you have given us everything that we need because you are in us and you are greater than the giants that we are facing, and nothing is impossible for you. You have already overcome it. God, I want to pray for every person here right now that are facing giants. Lord, I pray that they will respond to you this morning at once. Let us go up at once. Lord, there are some people here, I sense, that are standing at the river of the Jordan. They are looking into the promised land, but they're seeing the giants. Maybe you've been facing them, maybe you've been fighting them in your own strength, but God is saying, you are able. Just pick up the stone. So Lord, this morning I want to pray for each and every person. If you are here this morning and you are facing a giant in your life, whether you've been hiding or trying in your own strength or believing the lies that you cannot overcome this, I want you to bring this giant before God. No matter what it is, whether it's the fear of man, the fear of lack, the fear of rejection, a secret sin, an addiction, I don't know what it is. What is keeping you? God is saying, you are well able. You are well able to overcome it. Because I am in you. And I am greater than this giant. Are you willing to face it? If that is you this morning, I just want you to respond by raising your hand. Say, God, I'm willing to face my giant today. Don't wait. I want to ask you to do something bold this morning. If you have a giant that you are facing, I want you to come forward. I want you to come forward in faith and bring a stone with you. Bring a word. Bring something that you attach your faith to in response to God's word. Say, God, today I believe your word. And I'm going to bring my stone, Lord. I'm going to face my giant. And I want us to do this in faith because that's how you overcome. Today, at once, let us go. So if you've raised your hand, if you're facing a giant, please come forward. We're going to pray with you and we're going to deal with your giant. We're not going to face him tomorrow, next week, next month. God is speaking to us today. He's encouraging us today. Today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, but respond to him. This is why we're here this morning. God is speaking to your giants. You've got to kill them. But you need to respond. You need to pitch for the fight. So if that is you today, I don't know what is your fear. I don't know what is your challenge. I don't know what is holding you back. What What is holding you back from the purposes of God? What are the things in your life that you think you cannot overcome? The things that you are struggling with. The things that you are struggling with. There's some people struggling with stuff and they believe they cannot overcome it. God is saying, I want to kill that thing. I want to kill it. But you need to pitch for the battle. If that is you today, I don't know what it is, but come. I want to ask the facilitators if you can come forward. You're going to help us to pray. And all that we're going to do is, you're going to face your giant. You're going to face your giant and we're going to pray with you. Whatever it is, as the rest of the church is just going to continue in worship, we're going to bring that giant before you. I'm going to say, thank you, God, that you have overcome it. And you are able to overcome this also in me. And I choose to believe you and stand in faith. And I'm going to pick up the stone and give it my best shot. And thank you, Father, that you will kill this giant in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to worship for the rest of us. Let's just stand for a moment. Let's worship God. Let's pray for these people. And if you still need to respond, please come. There's still time as we continue to pray. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.